Welcome to the podcast series for AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology. I'm your host, Kara Hansel-Kean. Today we'll discuss the article by Inomoto et al. Titled, Cardiac-Specific Ablation of STAT3 Gene in Subacute Phase of Myocardial Infarction Exacerbated Cardiac Remodeling. This article published August 1st, 2015. Joining me today are Associate Editor Junichi Sadoshima, Lead Author Yasushi Fujio, and Content Expert Yasuko Bando. Let's get started.
So today we're going to discuss about the function of STAT3 in cardiac remodeling. As you know, cytokine is upregulated after myocardial infarction. And cytokine basically activates JAK tyrosine kinase and STAT3 transcription factor. And it has been believed that STAT3 is generally protective, but the recent evidence suggests that persistent activation of STAT3 may not be necessarily protective. So a group of Dr. Fujio generated a cardiac-specific conditional STAT3 knockout mice, and he basically knocked out STAT3 only after myocardial infarction. And then he found out that the genetic deletion of STAT3 after myocardial infarction exacerbate cardiac remodeling. So Dr. Fujio concluded that the STAT3 is the protective after myocardial infarction. So let me begin asking Dr. Fujio, what is the molecular mechanism by which STAT3 protects heart against cardiac remodeling after myocardial infarction?
Yes, STAT3 utilizes several cardioprotective pathways, I think. First of all, STAT3 suppresses the superoxide production. For example, methylothionine or superoxide dismutase is upregulated through STAT3 signaling pathway. The other pathway I propose is the angiogenic pathway. STAT3 is the upstream. STAT3 mediates induction of VEGF, for example. The combined effect could be contribute to cardioprotection, I think.
So you showed in your paper, if you knock out STAT3, hypertrophy is enhanced and also angiogenesis is suppressed. Mm-hmm. And also cardiac function is impaired, infarction get bigger. So, but I just wanted to know which effect is primary and which one comes next. You know, do you have any idea which is the most important effect of STAT3 in your model?
The failure to scavenge reactive oxygen species is a major cause. I guess first, STAT3 null mice, loss production was increased. It induces cardiac hypertrophy as a next step. Unbalanced hypertrophy is accompanied by deficient of angiogenesis, I guess. Therefore, the most important effect of STAT3 is loss scavenging, I guess. Indeed, in this paper, we demonstrated that loss production is reduced in STAT3 null heart after MRI.
So obviously, STAT3 is a transcription factor. It would be nice to study what kind of genes are actually directly regulated by STAT3. For example, if you can do chip analysis or something, you know, you may be able
Previously, we have demonstrated that STAT3 activation resulted in the induction of manganese superoxide dismutase and methylothionine. And we demonstrate these genes are upstream and downstream of STAT3. And STAT3 directly regulate these genes I demonstrated in the previous work.
I see. So I found that one of the interesting findings in your paper is the fact that if you knock out STAT3, angiogenesis is suppressed. And is it mediated by a separate mechanism or also regulated by reactive oxygen species?
Previously, we demonstrated that STAT3 induced the expression of VEGF. So we examined the expression level of VEGF in this model. But VEGF expression was not suppressed in this model. Therefore, the impaired angiogenesis is not directly associated with deficiency of the STAT3 gene, I guess. Probably, cardiac hypertrophy induces anti-angiogenic factors, such as thrombospondin 1. I confirmed the upregulation of thrombospondin 1 in this system.
So let me ask Yasuko if you have any question to Dr. Fujio.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Sadoshima. So this is a very interesting study. And so based on your discussion, I'm wondering the role of hypoxia in these models. The role of hypoxia on the STAT3 activation. And so I'm wondering, though, so you, Dr. Fujio said so that there is no upregulation of VEGF, but, and also you have discussed, of course, that this point is discussed in the discussion part of this paper, but have you ever observed the changes in HIF-1 alpha expression or other evidence regarding the role of hypoxia in your model?
I didn't examine the expression level of HIF-1 in this study. And other studies reported that STAT3 induces VEGF in coordination with HIF-1. So it's a good point, but I did not examine the expression level of VEGF in this study. Sorry.
Speaking of the hypoxia, I'm wondering, so if, you know, for example, physiological conditions like, you know, exercise could activate this pathway, STAT3-mediated CAP angiogenesis. Have you ever observed such a kind of experiment?
We did not the effect of the exercise on STAT3 activation, but other groups reported that exercise activate STAT3 in cardiac myocyte. So probably pacing or enhanced blood pressure induces STAT3 activation in the heart.
So related to Yasuko's question, so you show STAT3 is upregulated after myocardial infarction. What is the endogenous mechanism to stimulate STAT3 in your model?
Because STAT3 is rapidly activated after coronary ligation, I guess loss induces upregulation of STAT3 activity.
I see. So, I thought that Yasuko's point is very important. If STAT3 is protective, it's important to find a way to increase the level of STAT3 so that patient heart might be protected after myocardial infarction. But at the same time, as Yasushi described, that the other group has shown that persistent activation of STAT3 is not necessarily beneficial. So, probably the balance might be important. But I'm so curious why the overactivation and the knockout both show a same kind of a detrimental phenotype. Do you have any opinion about that?
In genetically modified mice that show the enhanced activation of STAT3, the authors use the mutation of glycoprotein 130 upstream molecule of STAT3. So unbalanced activation of STAT3 with other signaling pathway might induce a detrimental effect, I guess. And in our model, we specifically knock down STAT3. So STAT3 is necessary for maintenance of cardiac homeostasis, but when activated with other detrimental signaling pathways, STAT3 enhance the detrimental effect, I guess.
So Yasuko, you have any other question?
Thank you. Why subacute? Why not this STAT3 expression is most, you know, potentiated at the subacute phase. In other words, cytokine variability may affect the, you know, time differences of the SUT3 activation.
I understand. And for example, probably you would like to ask about the expression level of the cytokines that activate STAT3. IL-11, that is a very strong activator of STAT3, is rapidly induced after coronary ligation in mouse model. However, in contrast, for example, IL-27 was induced in subacute phase of the MRI. So probably one possibility is different kind of cytokines. For example, IL-11 at the early phase, IL-27 at the late phase are responsible for STAT3 activation.
Yeah, sounds very interesting. Thank you very much.
So Yasushi, let me ask you one more question. Did you look at distribution of STAT3 activated cells in the heart section? Is it only myocyte, or do you see STAT3 activation in peri-infarct area or remote area?
We found that STAT3 activation is observed, especially at border zone. And STAT3 activation is occurred in cardiomyocyte in addition to other inflammatory cells. But in this system, we specifically knocked out in cardiac myocyte, so we did not know the effect of STAT3 activation in other cell lineages, for example, inflammatory cells.
Thank you very much, Yasushi and Yasuko. I thought that we had a very good discussion, and this work certainly highlights the importance of cardioprotection by STAT3. So I hope we have more progress about this subject in the near future. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to an AJP Heart and Circ podcast. For more podcasts, visit us online at ajpheart.physiology.org. Thank you.